it is very difficult from this point of view, my point of view, to offer a coherent analysis of what is going on in this moment. Because, as you know, the sources of information are not free enough to be able to build a coherent vision. So each one goes with his fears and his anguishes in his interpretation of the situation. And this is the worst thing that can happen. So the fact is that the situation is not calm. The movement is still, let's say, going on and violence is growing. Violence is clearly growing. What was possible to be done by a negotiation with the help of international negotiators and help, as we have been wished in all the past months, today is more difficult. We stay with this position. We wish to have international help for internal negotiation, but this now is more difficult. Should be done, but it's more difficult. So in this moment, as you know, there is a polarization. There is groups that have been outside the country organizing a kind of government to come next government after revolution. But things are not that far. In the country, there is many people with the government and the presidency, and that's why we are very much afraid of civil war, because there is not an overwhelming will of change. There is a very strong will of change in one part of the population, and there is a very strong will on not to change in a as big as the first part, another part of the population.
And Father, can you tell me what your monks and nuns are doing in confrontation with this situation?
We have done a week of prayer and fasting, and we call it spiritual jihad, spiritual effort, with this Arabic word that means two things, the holy war, but it means first and last the spiritual effort. So a spiritual jihad to face the growing of mutual violence with a mutual deep desire of reconciliation. We believe in the reconciliation. We have been seeing in those days youth coming to the monastery from all parts of Syria, all religious belongings, all political stands, and able to pray together and to ask the help of God for real reconciliation. So from the cultural point of view, it's absolutely clear that this is possible and needed.
And how is the Christian community, how does the Christian community fit in with the movements in Syria?
The Syrians are shocked by previous tragedies. You know, we have had 18 years of Lebanese war, and then from 2003, the Iraqi tragedy, and the Christians feel that they go always victims of conflicts of others. So the Oriental Christians are for the status quo, because they cannot imagine a change without losing their positions. But I don't know if this is a good idea. Even the presidency of Syria has expressed several times a deep need for change. So they know that the change should come and should be the good one. For there is a natural, let's say, evolution toward real democracy. And this is a general movement in the world, thank God, and now also in the Arabic world. So this is coming also here. I think the Christians should cope with this new reality, offering their participations. There should be a kind of meniscus in the knee of the country, and offering the capacity of mediation between the different parts. and we work with the idea of a democracy of consensus. So it's where there's not a democracy of the dictatorship of a majority on the minorities. We have to work for an alternative to that.
And finally, Father, what are your hopes for the immediate future? What are you looking forward to?
I think also through the Vatican Radio, I want to call not only hope, but a real call for other efforts of negotiation. The sanctions that have been decided and the one that are proposed are against the civil society, against the people. So we are already suffering of this. We don't need another Iraq here. It's a very bad choice to make sanctions on the people. What should be asked for is a schedule of real negotiation, step by step, asking for the protection of the persons, the warranties for the prisoners, the intervention of the Red Cross, other peaceful organizations, to make it possible to go toward the changes in a peaceful, reasonably peaceful way. And all the countries should work for that. I'm thinking about, obviously, in English, the English-speaking world, but we have been thinking about the role of Brazil. Turkey, obviously, is very important. Europe is essential. Iran should not take out of the game. Syria is important for everybody, so everybody should do something for Syria.